lesser value.
Today's Giving Tuesday. Marquette Bank wants to remind you to support local nonprofits. One of the nice things about the series of interviews we've got scheduled for you today, in fact, you'll hear one in just a couple of seconds here, is that it is, if nothing else, a reminder of all of the people out there that are doing good. And sometimes you don't hear or know much about them, like Casa Norte. Keep listening to WGN Radio all day today and visit emarquettebank.com/give. to join with Marquette Bank to support local causes. That's emarquettebank.com/give. And remember, because you choose to bank with Marquette Bank, good things happen in your neighborhood. Marquette Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Love where you bank.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
On this Giving Tuesday, let's give to, well, maybe Toy Box Connection. The director of Toy Box Connection is Michelle Maxia. And Michelle joins us now on WGN. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. A pleasure and an honor to be invited to share who we are and what we do once more. Thank you very much. You guys are rock stars.
I know what you are like, so I don't need to prompt you much. But just tell us what Toy Box Connection is. Who are the recipients? What do you guys do?
So we are a nonprofit who give to other nonprofits, homeless shelters, foster homes, orphanages, hospitals, battered women's shelters, anywhere that there's a nonprofit where children exist, we share what we have. And what we have are only the things that other people give to us, which, you know, also your listeners hopefully will jump aboard and be part of that conduit. We're jumper cables. So we are the ones that know where the battery needs to be charged, and you guys are all the battery, the energy that's going to come to us, that we're going to share those things with the people that we know so desperately at Christmas right now need it. Toys, gift cards, games, sports equipment. We say anything that a child would get their hands on, except for cardboard boxes. We have plenty of those. We don't need any of those donated. If you're like my children, they played with the boxes sometimes more than they played with the toys. So I just want to express, we are so much more than toys, and we have grown into so much more than toys. We will take brand new clothes. We will take brand new baby items, because we're going into crisis centers and places where there are babies. So we're not just toys. We are Toy Box Connection. Our focus our toys, but oh, it is so much more than. And you can go to the website and see all the things that we collect and who we give to as well.
So then you're kind of a clearinghouse. You get these toys, and then the organizations that need them will petition you for those items. Is that the deal?
Yes. As far as we can reach, we are north, south, east, west. It is actually beyond the state of Illinois. We start with our own backyard, and I want your listeners to know that we take care of our own first. And as we take care of our own backyard, and there are more to share, we continue to go outward. And we'll continue to go as far out as we can reach. I think people need to think about this, that toys are a child's world. They're everything. And the places and people we're giving to and families, these families have nothing. Single moms who are just affording diapers and food and underwear and socks. Some of these kids get clothes for Christmas. I mean, I don't know about you as a kid. That would be devastating to me to watch every other child get a toy, come to school and see them with a football or talk about the toys they got. And I would have to share, I got some new underwear. I got some new socks. So really just want to just say, as much as it's toys, and I know we have to feed people, we have to house people, these little people, toys are their world, and we have to bring joy to them. We just have to do that, because we're the difference between sadness and elation. We have the power. We've got the power to do that.
That's a nice way to put it. Now, do you have wish lists, or do you just want me to just imagine anything and get it to you guys?
You know, a lot of listeners and a lot of people that donate, it's easy to donate. If you have children, you kind of want other children to have what your children enjoy. If you are somebody who does not know what to give, the wish list is there. Also, I want to just say once again, teens from the ages of 10 to 14, I'm standing in front of our shelves right now, they are completely empty. And we're talking just games. It can just be simple games, chess, Connect Fours. There's so many games and arts and crafts and teen stuff that I think to myself, too, here's a 13-year-old. You don't think they're a kid, but yeah, they are. Of course they are. And if they watch everybody else, their siblings get something and they get nothing.
Right.
That's
right.
Horrible. Sports equipment, basketballs, footballs. I'm an advocate of getting out and getting some activity. Games are great for the winter, John, but let's get some footballs and basketballs into these kids. Let's get them outside in the fresh air, away from the TV, the electronics, the computer, the phones. Let's get them back into running and getting their hearts going and, you know, spending time with each other. I think it's just it's a lost art. And if I can advocate for that, I will do that all day long.
I'm writing a check, Michelle. Now I'm going to I could go to Amazon and then just make the beneficiary Toy Box Connection, or I can go to your website and make the donation that way.
Absolutely. I just want to just give a really quick shout out to so many of the organizations and local communities that really have been instrumental in us being a success in raising the bar. The Marquette Banks, our Elevator Constructor Union, our Bricklayer Union, all the unions, those guys, I think they're always get shortchanged, but those guys are stepping up and they're helping us, bringing in toys and delivering them for us. And let me tell you, this is my mantra. Together, we are a moving force of goodness in the world. Together. I'm one hand. You guys are the other hand, and together we clap. Together we make a difference. But I know where the need is. I need your help. To your listeners, to you, John, if you want to make a difference, we've made it so easy. We are only as good as the community that we're surrounded by. And thus far, 14 years into this, we are three warehouses big now and millions of toys and millions of children who actually will wake up Christmas morning and have those beautiful memories that they should have. So I can't say enough about what we do and my staff and my volunteers and anyone who's taken the time to help Toy Box Connection be a success story. I am one woman amongst many great people, including yourselves, that you've taken the time to allow me to share with the community. Every time you do this for us, John, I have to just tell you, we get great results. So your listeners are amazing. And I'm hoping that they raise the bar this year because the need has truly doubled since last year. And that's sad, but we're up for the challenge.
Michelle Maxia, director at Toy Box Connection. Okay, Michelle, well done. I can see the bright, shiny faces of the kids now. Here come the toys. Thank you for your time today.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
And that was an interview that we recorded a day or so ago, but just one more reminder, it's toyboxconnection.com at the end, toyboxconnection.com. WGN Radio News comes your way next.
The Chase for Business, coaching for impact.